We have a very casual atmosphere around here. Very pleased you could join us. Welcome to Calgary.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Really, you don't need to be introduced to Calgary. You were drafted here. You played here. But more importantly, and we just wanted to take you back, not to hold you accountable or anything, but you joined us this summer, and we had this rather interesting conversation that I need to follow up on. Will, can you play it?
Frankly, I was in Calgary this past weekend, and you're world's fastest cow. I got to tell you something. I'm coming back just
Isn't that
for
fantastic? Are you going to race the cow? Are you going to race the cow, Randy?
What's that?
Are you going to race the cow?
Yeah, no, but yeah, I would, but he's got to give me more than 10 yards.
You need like 40 yards, eh? I'm with you. I'd be the same way.
I don't know.
40, 45, 47, maybe 52 yards, I guess.
I don't know, Commish. You prepared to race the fastest cow?
Well, again, I think it's all like you. If we just extend the 52, which was the last bid.
Yeah,
I didn't hear sold.
Yeah.
I think it's 62. Look, there is a place at which I could beat the cow.
Yeah. We just have to find that sweet spot.
That
Will is my producer and my co-host here, and I admonish him all the time because he loves that clip. And that's not fair. He's a new commissioner. You can't just ambush him like that. So I hope you don't feel ambushed.
No. In fact, I appreciate the I appreciate the thoughtfulness. Like back in the day, I had some athletic ability. I mean, look, it's not that day anymore.
I think you have some athletic ability because I was looking at your schedule. This is pretty intense. You were speaking last night to season ticket holders in Toronto, and here you are in Calgary. You have already, I believe, had two different interactions with season ticket holders already.
Yeah,
here?
I did. I did Montreal on Thursday.
Okay.
I did Ottawa on Friday. Got home Saturday morning, and then I did Toronto yesterday. And
right.
I flew here last night. Got to beautiful Calgary at about 2 o'clock in the morning. And now I'm going back to Toronto because I'd made a promise to be part of the Conn Smythe dinner.
Right.
And I wanted to be there and honor my commitment to be part of that great event.
Yep.
And then tomorrow night after the dinner, I'm getting on a plane and flying to Vancouver.
Of course, you are. But yeah, I was even thinking, like, did you not do a breakfast this morning?
I did.
And
yeah.
Now a lunch for season ticket holders. Yeah. This is part of your tour. What have you heard so far? Have you heard any commonalities as you've traveled around?
Well, I think the greatest commonality is just the passion, you know, that you get from the, you know, the fans. You know, they really do love the game. It's very heartening. But we've been asking questions. You know, we've been asking about this season shift and just trying to get a feel for what people are thinking. And that's been very helpful today. You know, in Calgary, we saw by an overwhelming margin, that people were in favor of it. And Montreal.
Now, when you say season shift, you're talking about starting the season early and ending early. Okay.
So that was one of the things that we said. Look, if we're going to, you know, we're not anywhere near making a decision, and there's lots of stakeholders, not the least of which would be, you know, TSN, who have been great for us, great partners and good friends. Frankly, we'll want to have a conversation, but having a chance to talk to your customers directly, our fans directly, is such an important part of making good decisions. And there's just been lots of good feedback. We had a conversation in Toronto last night. You know, actually it was an offer. They said, "What can we do to help?" And you know, we kind of said, "Wow, that's fantastic." And you start making you think about how we might help. The a suggestion was, you know, perhaps there's a way for a season ticket holder in Calgary to be able to get access to discounted tickets if they wanted to, you know, take in a game at Mosaic or a game in BC Place, or for Calgary fans, heaven forbid, a game in Commonwealth. You know, we haven't talked about or thought about those things, but those are really cool ideas. And how can we get our sponsors more involved and engaged in the, you know, in bestowing specific benefits to our, you know, to our season ticket holders and to our fans is another thing that the fans were asking. You know, can we create a club, you know, some kind of loyalty program? And those were really cool ideas. And again, it shows you that where our fans are. I think they really want to help us to be more successful.
I know, Randy, when we visited the first time, I think it was your first day, so, you know, probably launched a lot at you. But one of the things that it seems like I have talked to commissioner after commissioner after commissioner in this league is about growing the game. And I do want to ask you about flag football and some of the things that we're beginning to hear. I know the Eskimos have an excellent program. I know the Stampeders want to launch a program. How important are programs like that to the growth of this league?
Yeah, they're critical. You know, I want to say that one of the things that we want to do is really support amateur football. We have got great amateur football being played across this country. The CFL's been a big supporter of amateur football. At last count, I think we provide, you know, donations and support in the name of about $3 million across all of our CFL teams. That's pretty good. That's pretty good support. We want to be helpful to amateur, but then we have to think, okay, so how do we grow this flag game? How do we get more kids involved? How do we get them passionate and excited about being part of our great game? Last year when we launched our flag program with the NFL, and they were great partners, mm-hmm. by the way, we kind of ran that program and brought it into the cities. I think this year the teams have all said they're happy to lean in and be more hands-on on those tournaments. So that's a conversation that's already, you know, underway between ourselves and each of the nine teams, because we can do more if we don't have to send out people from the league office to run these weekend events. We can do more stuff if the teams are willing to lean in, and looks like the teams really are.
Randy Ambrosi is the commissioner of the Canadian Football League, our guest here in the Basement Systems Hot Stove Lounge. I understand we only have so much time, so I'm going to kind of go a little rapid fire on you here. You came in and made the, I thought, bold and great step of saying, okay, hold it, video replay in this case is not working. You made the change mid-season. We could go around and around on different things, but you as a commissioner, would you ever see a situation in which you would move away from video review?
Well, the thing I'm doing right now is I'm asking our coaches and GMs every time. Today I had a wonderful chance to spend time with John and Coach Dickinson, and these are things that I'm asking them. I'm just hungry to hear their point of view. I think that those things help me. They will help inform what we might think about doing. That was the piece that really I missed last year. You know, I came in, the season already started.
Yep.
I felt bad. I actually felt in some very real ways that I had disrespected our coaches and GMs by not, you know, being more interactive with them. But once the season started, like, they're in a whole different
Absolutely.
World of busy. I think that ultimately my concern about challenge flags is that you do not want to re-officiate the game. It's not a fair fight. You don't have the officials on the field don't have slow motion. I mean, they're running alongside these gigantic, impressive athletes, and you know, the original intent of the command center and challenges was to be able to correct that egregious, clear mistake that might change the outcome of a game, like it was a catch or it wasn't a catch, those kinds of things.
Yep.
I think I'm less supportive of re-officiating the game using the command center. That I would say, and I'm happy to say that to one of our coaches and GMs and have them debate it with me, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of fun in that. These are fantastic, professional, passionate people. I'm a little less in favor of re-officiating the game, doing it that way. I would be in favor of, hey, I'm going to throw the flag because, boy, that just cost me the game or is about to cost me the game, and I think we should have that reviewed in the command center. I'm right. in favor of that. I'm in favor of scoring plays being reviewed, just because, you know what, those are the marquee plays of every game, and I think that's a good thing. I'm cautious about anything that allows us to relitigate what's going on in the field. I don't think that's the right purpose. I don't think that's the right way to use the video review center, and I think it slows the game down and takes away from the flow of our great game.
But would you? And again, I don't want to re-ask the question. You're talking about re-officiating, which I love that term, by the way. But would you be willing to live with human error?
Well, I think human error is part of the game. So I think some human error, sure.
Yeah.
Would I want to be watching the Grey Cup and have our officials are magnificent? Would I want a mistake to be made that clearly cost a team the Grey Cup on something that easily could have been picked up on a command center review? No. I think it would be tragic to have that game-altering moment that couldn't be reviewed. Mm. So I think we got to find that happy spot in all of this, and then let's get that set in stone and move on.
Three more for you. One, what I have loved about your start is you hit things head on. And last week you sent out a release on essentially what is the NFL window. We have a couple of players in Toronto that would like to move on and make more money somewhere else. We have, I think you set the table very well with your response, but this is a prickly situation, isn't it, Randy? I mean, particularly with this day and age and the discrepancy between wages in the two leagues, there is a little bit more here than just a simple conversation, I would think.
Yeah, and look, this is, again, why having discussions and revisiting with one another whether we've got this right is a good thing. I think it's healthy to take this to the table from time to time and say, okay, this might have been why we voted for it in the past. Yep. Are those same things true today? Do we have to revisit it? I'm always in favor of more discussion, not less. Always in favor of saying, gosh, where are we today? What's changed? Should something cause us to revisit? I think those are good things. In this particular case, it was absolutely clear, hey, we got a rule, we haven't changed it, let's follow it. And I think all of our teams, for the integrity of the game, for the stature that our game deserves, we can't have some following in the rules and others not.
You played the game. I've often referred to it as a maddening game in a way that I love the sport and I hate the business. And you have a CBA coming up. Can you bring some common sense to this business, because it does seem like the one side is the ownership is very much empowered to, well, we'll just release you. Oh, you're due a bonus. We'll just release you. And the players, you know, it is what it is. You make what you do. You've been there. Is there a possibility of shaping this business, football, differently?
Well, you know, I do think it all starts by having good, honest, healthy discussions with the Players Association, which we've been doing. You know,
yep.
And the good news is, laugh when I say this, but you know, Brian and Jeff, the two leads for the CFLPA, are both offensive linemen, so you just know they're great people, right? You know,
yeah, I got the laugh. I mean, yeah,
right.
Exactly.
But I enjoy spending time with them. We're not going to agree on everything, but I'm willing to look at and try to the best of my ability to understand their thoughts and understand their positions through their point of view. And that can help us. Again, I can go back and say, okay, I get that. Here's our reality. Look, at the end of the day, we want the game to be great. The way we get the game to be great is by working with our partners, all of them, whether they be sponsors, right, in this case, players. I think it all starts with wanting to have a great relationship, do the best we can for everybody. That doesn't mean everybody gets everything they want. In fact, you probably want to get your best outcome is when everybody's just a little bit unhappy. I think you'll know that you've landed in the right place.
I ask this with respect, and I understand it's a prickly situation, so let me just be out forthright with it. Is there ever going to be an opportunity to truly have an open and honest dialogue with everybody at the table, stakeholders, about concussions and head injuries? It's a business, there's insurance issues and all of these things that go along with it. But Randy, is that going to be possible, do you think?
Well, you know, I don't mind the question. I think sometimes my frustration with the question is that people want me to have an opinion on it. And I'd say, well, like, just look, I've met with a lot of scientists, doctors. I'm constantly seeking out reading materials. I've read a lot of reports. I try to take it all in, but all of that can't replace 7 to 12 years of med school and you know, learning at a higher institute of knowledge. You can't ask me to be to have that kind of scientific background. Thank goodness, I would say, would be probably the first thought. So I don't have an opinion. what I have is I've got a group of doctors that I'm going to lean on. They have an opinion, and I'm going to listen to them all. So I think for me, just being humble about it, trying not to portray myself as having some level of expertise that I don't possess. And if I can be, if I can have that level of humility that, no, this isn't my answer. This is just me listening to a lot of people. And if there's the next person that I should be in a room with to hear, I'll take, one thing I've got is a virtually boundless amount of energy and passion for this. I love this league. I love the players. I want everyone to do well. So if there's another expert that I should team up with to hear their point of view, of course I will. So I think as long as I feel as the answer is, as long as I'm willing and we're all willing to sit down and listen to the experts, I think somehow, some way, we get to the place that we need to get to.
I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate that. It's a very honest answer, and it's a very fair answer. And I appreciate no deflecting. And I, that's one of the things I think you've done. I hope somebody's told you this. I think you've done a remarkable job in your first 7 months of not deflecting, which is kind of a breath of fresh air. Not with the CFL, just with sports in general. Thank you. You are. I hope when you do Randy's Tour Part 2, you spread it out a little bit more. You can stay for a while.
Yeah.
Because I got so much more. I hope you know that we're always willing. If you need a voice, we'd love to talk to you and have you on. Randy, thank you so much for spending some time with us
today.
Yeah,
thanks. And it's an honor to be here in Calgary. And this is a city that will always have a great place in my heart. So thanks very much.
Randy Ambrosi, the Commissioner of the Canadian Football League, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.